And let's say good morning and welcome now to Dr. Jerry Parsons, area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service for San Antonio, the Hill Country, South Texas. Wherever there is a fall garden, isn't fall gardening getting to be more popular now than all the time, every year?
It's caught on, and the reason for that is, of course, people say, well, the reason it's so popular is because you've been raising cane about it for about 15 years now, and that may have helped, but people would not come back, and people would not do it again unless they were having success.
Yeah.
Unless they were seeing what we're saying is right, is that spring is just practice for fall, and when these temperatures cool down, it's kind of like the nice thing. Of course, people are going through some misery now, keeping their plants watered and trying to get them established and stuff. So it's a little bit of an effort. But once they get them established and move into the cool of the fall, it's kind of like going to, you know, when you went to Colorado. Mm,
yes.
And so you wake up in the morning and here it is 10 o'clock in the morning and it's not 90 degrees. You know, there's a good feeling that comes over you. So when that good feeling comes over us and then you're able to go out and you're able to see the beauty of these marimums that you planted, or you're able to go out and harvest some fresh produce out of your fall plant garden, that makes an impression on you. That makes an impression on you, and you remember, and you're going to do it again. Now, we want people to have the best that they can have, the best fall garden that they possibly can have. And to do this, we're here. That's what we're here for, I guess. I don't know why we're here. To give them a reminder, you know, to give you a little reminder on what you need to be doing to make sure that your vegetables continue to grow and do well. It's sort of like our saying for today. All of us are more or less foolish, but some of us insist on proving it. Mac Reynolds.
No, look at me, never. Uh-huh.
Did you get that? Let me get that. All of us are more or less foolish, but some of us insist on proving it daily.
Yeah.
All right, now, I added the daily myself. All right, so you've got the vegetables growing. Let's say your tomatoes and your eggplant and your peppers and all those things are growing and doing well. You fertilize it with a slow-release fertilizer that we were talking about. Now, when did you fertilize it with a slow-release fertilizer? Well, if you planted it when we were talking about planting, that's been the middle of July.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm here to tell you, everything's hungry. They're hungry out there. Because now that slow-release fertilizer's got a 10-week, release period, so it's doing all right. But you can decide whether you're going to cut bait or fish right here. From now on, you gotta decide. We need to side dress these vegetables because most of these hybrids that we're talking about, most of these tomato hybrids and whatever, for instance, it's very seldom a year goes by that you can't go out to Verstus or somewhere that somebody knows how to grow tomatoes and take any plant in the field and count at least 50 to 60 fruit per plant that have sat on there. I mean, they sat and they sat hard. Okay, when you figure that each one of those tomatoes have a genetic potential of getting to a pound and a half to 2 pounds.
Mm.
Now, you're not much of a mathematician, but you're talking 100 pounds of tomatoes per plant.
Wow.
But you've got to have a working machine to go ahead and mature something like that. You know, and I mean, so that's why I make the statement that on these hybrids that we've recommended for the fall. Now, if you've gone ahead and made a fool of yourself, planted Better Boy or some of those things, ignore what I'm getting ready to say. I'm talking about these hybrids, such as Bingo, Whirl Away, a Celebrity, and Carnival, that will set fruit regardless of how much fertilizer you give them. These things need to be side dressed now. Now, by side dressing, we're talking about using ammonium sulfate, or if you've still got some of your slow-release fertilizer left, we prefer ammonium sulfate because it becomes readily available to the plant. That sole is 2100, and what you do is take a tablespoon of that, sprinkle it around each plant. Do not dump it on the base of the plant. You will kill it like a shot because that is salt. So you sprinkle it around in about a 2-foot area around the plant, a tablespoon or two of ammonium sulfate, water it in. It is completely water soluble. When the water hits it, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then the root system can take it up and it takes off. The more you fertilize these things, the more foliage you'll have, the larger fruit you'll produce. When we get back, we'll talk about the benefits of a larger fruit, even if you fouled up.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you fouled up.
I understand what you're talking about, and we'll get back to Jerry right after this.